Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
K-Rock Clinelli Show. Found myself in a very strange situation, and I'm wondering if I did the right... I'm pretty sure now, looking back, I didn't do the right thing, but I don't know how I could have done it. I don't know how I could have done something different based on what I was asked to do. I was invited to a one-year-old's birthday party on Sunday. And while most of the birthday party was happening in the backyard of the house, the front yard is where there was the guy making the tacos. So I spent most of my time in the front yard with the guy making the tacos.
Wow, they had a personal taco maker for a one-year-old birthday party?
Feels like most events I go to now, there's a taco maker or no one's going. I think it's the only way to get people to guarantee they're going to show up is you have to let them know and there'll be tacos. And that's what brings people to think. I don't think people like to deal with travel and traffic and kids, but as soon as tacos are involved, I think people are like, let's figure it out.
So there's like, was it like a cart?
Yeah, it was like a...
Or a food truck.
No, like a cart. Like you'd see outside of, you know, any sort of...
Taco Man. It's a Taco Man. Everybody knows what a Taco Man is.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Yeah, white lady.
But you're fancy. I feel like there's like these artisan Taco Makers.
Regular Taco Man, giant Dodgers tattoos on his neck. I mean, real deal. Felt like L.A. as good as it gets. And I think probably... if you need to feed a lot of people or a good amount of people, but like you want to do it without having to like really spend a lot of money, Taco Man is the way to go because you can get a taco guy to come with all those different meats, the carnitas and the beefs and this and that. And sometimes it's like, yeah, I'll just have piles and piles of meat and it'll feed everyone these little tacos. And maybe it's, I don't know, 300, 400 bucks and you fed 50 people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hard to do that anywhere anymore. So anyway, I'm up front hanging out with the taco guy because... it's usually better conversation, but also I have access to
better conversation than the one-year-olds,
Yeah, definitely. And at one point, I'm the only person up there other than the taco guy, except there's a mom up there, and she's holding a baby. And then she turns to me and says, hey, is there any way you can shield me? I'm going to do some, the baby's going to feed.
And in the front yard?
Yeah, in the front yard. But they had like bushes, kind of. It wasn't like there's people walking by the sidewalk, but it was more, I think she wanted me to either shield... I wasn't really sure who I was shielding her from.
Was it an assassination attempt?
No, I don't think so. I think she... well, first, I'm such an idiot that when she said the baby's going to feed and I said on tacos, because I'm such an idiot, and I didn't realize a one-year-old can't eat tacos, which is unfortunate. So she... I was sitting... there was one table, and I was sitting at one of the seats of the table, and she was two seats away at the table with the kid, and she goes, do you mind shielding me? I'm going to feed the baby. And then I realized, oh, she's talking about breastfeeding.
I'm surprising because they have so many like breastfeeding shielding blankets and things that it, like if you breastfeed in public, I feel like you have those things.
She just had a t-shirt on for some reason. So it wasn't even like a great, I don't know if she was ill prepared for it or she thought the kid was
The baby's hungry again. I wasn't anticipating this.
And so I was wearing a coat. So I took my like jacket off and I stood. You know, I was sitting in my seat. I didn't move my seat, but I just held it up, which would have blocked the view from the taco man and anyone who was walking from the backyard into the front yard. So anyone who would have walked up to get a taco, including the taco man, would have just seen me sitting there holding my jacket up like a cape, like over her. But I didn't think to turn my seat around facing away from her.
Oh, you were facing her.
Yeah, because that's...
Oh, so you were enjoying the show.
Well, I was trying
to... Or you were presenting your own breasts.
I was trying... I realized...
How's this, baby?
As I got into this position of shielding her by holding my coat up like a giant sail, why did I not also turn myself away? I would have happily...
Milk me?
Thank you. That's what she said. So I'm sitting
I'm
there.
Next,
and now I'm next, and now I'm in a really weird spot because I'm facing this woman.
Were you making eye contact with her or were you looking up at the sky?
I decided to just close my eyes and sit there with my eyes closed because I thought that,
that looks even more perverted.
Allie, while the whole thing's happening, because also I have no idea when it's ending because all I hear.
Yeah, and that takes a while. Some feedings are like 10 to 20 minutes.
Your arm started shaking?
Yes. Yes. It's very hard to hold. Like, and I was holding the jacket up really high. Like, I don't know why. It was like I was blocking her from like airplane seeing her or something from above. But then I'm also holding my coat up in a way where I realize I have no idea when this process is going to end unless she actually tells me I'm done. But I kind of hear a combination of behind me, I hear like tacos being cut up on a grill.
Oh, yummy.
And sizzling. And then in front of me, I hear like that. And I'm in a weird middleman position where I don't, once again, know why I was given this weird task of...
That is a weird task to give somebody.
Weird.
And if it's at a house, couldn't you go in the house?
So many questions.
There's so many other things I would do if I were breastfeeding in that scenario.
I think some people, if they know that that moment's going to start, they just like want to shut down any possible tantrum.
Right.
Or they think they have a window where if a nipple doesn't get in the mouth within 15 seconds, it's game over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, for it felt like an eternity, sitting there in a seat, holding a coat, facing a woman who's breastfeeding a baby, and... in some ways, it was like thinking to myself in my head as my eyes were closed, this is like all of my favorite things at the same time.
Yeah, dinner and a show.
There's tacos behind me. There's breasts in front of me. It's such a great thing.
And you're stuck there with your eyes closed and your jacket open.
And the worst part about it is my plate of tacos was sitting right in front of me. And
oh,
I'm smelling my plate of tacos.
Oh.
But I have both hands holding my stupid jacket up. So I can't even...
And if they sit too long, the tortillas will get broken. You know, they break easily.
They're best fresh
and
off the thing.
Yes, if they're cold and they're not as enjoyable.
So then I'm like mad at this baby going, now this baby's eating and I want to be eating. And I'm about to...
And that's fresh and warm.
Yeah,
stupid. On the text line, people just want to know more about the tacos. Were they al pastor?
They had al pastor there. They sure did.
562 said, Allie, you need a taco guy. The cheapest they run is $2.50 for 4 hours. But 323 says a taco guy is well over a grand.
No, I don't think so. I'm sure some maybe, but I think that... I think
the average cost client is about right. For about 50 people, you're going to run around maybe $500-$600.
Yeah, and it never stops. Like, I don't know where the meat just keeps on coming.
Whoa.
Like, it just keeps on going.
714, why didn't you just throw the coat at her and run away?
Well, I started thinking to myself, when she said that to me at first, did she mean that she just wanted me to, like, loan her my coat and I was supposed to leave? And instead, I
sat
there.
Did she say anything while you were doing this?
She was talking to her kid a little bit. She's like,
but she had no problem that you were just standing there with your jacket.
And then I was thinking, like, am I that non-threatening of a man that did she think I was
not going to perv out on her? Because I was.
Yeah, did she think I was gay or something like that? I'm boned up. I am boned up. Yeah. So
626, that wasn't a breastfeeding mother. It was the horchata dispenser.
Oh, wow, that was a full service operation, man. What a birthday party. Man, I wish I had known that. I really missed out. K-Rock.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.